of the most notorious of these chemicals was dichlorodiphenyltrichloroethane, or DDT, an insecticide that was widely used on crops and as a delicing agent on humans. In World War II, it was widely sprayed to control malaria and other mosquito-borne illnesses. Some countries still use it today to control mosquitoes. Besides eradicating many insect species, DDT bioaccumulated in the environment and led to the thinning of eggshells in apex predatory birds, such that their populations declined precipitously. The international effort to reduce or ban completely the use of persistent organic pollutants is one of the world's greatest environmental success stories. It all started with Rachel Carson, a marine biologist, who discovered the biological effects of DDT and published a book called Silent Spring to bring the problem to the public's attention. Her book arguably catalyzed the American environmental movement. The vociferous outcry that followed resulted in the U.S. banning DDT in 1972. In 2001, many nations signed on to the Stockholm Convention, the U.S. wasn't one of them, and agreed to reduce or discontinue the use of POPs. Populations of iconic birds like the bald eagle, osprey, blue herons, and peregrine falcons, depicted in the graph at left, rebounded after the chemicals were banned. Unfortunately, despite many POPs being banned in the 70s, these compounds still persist in the environment and are still widely used in many countries. The breakdown products of DDT are still found in 99% of Americans that were tested in 2016.